Well, I think one thing for sure is when you look at AIs, and that's, you know, I guess if you really look at all the oral medications that are taken in an oncology setting, I would guess by far it's going to be the AIs the most. And you mentioned before the issue of the arthralgias, mm-hmm. which is really something I think in the beginning, which was in 2001, not mm-hmm. that long ago, we didn't quite realize it was going to be as much of a problem. What's your experience been with arthralgias and AIs?
I think it's a significant problem. We try to work with patients and switch among the agents to see if one is better tolerated than another agent. And that does sometimes happen. Another issue is to try to get the patients through it, because it seems to me the longer they're on therapy, the better they do with these myalgias and arthralgias. Sometimes it's as simple as adjusting when the patient takes their medication.
Really?
Yes, and a lot of patients do better taking their medications at night.
Hmm. Any rationale to that?
I doubt it. And this is strictly observational, but we've had patients adjust the time of day they take it, what agent they take, all of those things, again, to try to put that control back to the patient to see, is this really a tolerable issue or not for them?